with the burning message of repentance and divine fullness unto all nations. Jesus the Messiah has commissioned his servant, Apostle Christian Woke, with the mandate to bring his fullness to every man and to take as numberless as the sand by the seashore to heaven with him, even you. Join Christian Woke of God's Army Global Ministries as he brings you God's word in the spirit and in the power of God.
be it unto you, unto you, you sit at the right hand of God, Messiah. Be it unto you, be it unto you, you sit at the right hand of God. Be it unto you, be it unto you, you sit at the right hand of God. That is be it unto you, and the glory be unto you, adoration. Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The same God has blessed us. He did not say the same God will bless us. He did not say the same God may bless us. He said, who has blessed us? It's a past tense. That is to say, the blessings with the sire from God has already been wrought in the past. Who has blessed us with some spiritual blessings? No, but all spiritual blessings. Somebody say, God has blessed me.
God has blessed me
with all spiritual blessings.
All spiritual blessings.
Say it with all mindfulness that God has blessed me with every spiritual blessing that I need in life and in destiny. Look at the scripture there. This is the infallibility of the word of God. The word of God is infallible. It cannot be altered. It is still infinity. He said God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. In where? In heavenly places. The Bible did not say on earth here, but he said in heavenly places. In the realms of the spirit. God has blessed and apportioned blessing for every soul here and listening to this message. Your blessing is hanging in the heavens. All your blessings. The blessing of every man born of a woman that has identified with Christ in God. He has his spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What I'm speaking today is captioned contending for the blessings. Look at the person by your side. Say, neighbor, contend for your blessings. Say, neighbor, I am very serious. You must contend for your blessings. If you're listening to this message, you take it lightly, then you have a light destiny. If you listen to it and you take it serious, then your destiny is serious. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. The blessings we are crying and beseeching God, supplicating and begging God for, is already in heavenly, in the heavenly places. But we have a duty. Somebody said, I have a duty. Your duty is to contend for the blessings. All spiritual blessings we need in destiny has been apportioned to us by God. But the thing that can fetch it is prayer. That is what will fetch the blessings the Lord has apportioned to us. He said, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places? He was doing the service as I sat here while the worship was going on. That was when God gave me this message. And the Lord began to speak into my heart about something that happened in Acts chapter 12. If you're here, say amen. Something happened in Acts chapter 12. There were three disciples that were closest to Jesus. If Jesus was to go to the mountain, he would carry these three special disciples. We know them. Peter, James, and who? John. Yes. Three of them were the inner circles. Jesus will first tell them before they will now dispense to the other apostles. But something happened in Acts chapter 12. I would like us to journey there. Like I say and I insist, any message I minister must be rooted in the word and we must start scriptures. Acts chapter 12 from verse 1. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, to destroy the church. And Herod killed who? Herod killed James. James was among the beloved disciples. Somebody here? James, the brother of John, with the sword. They used sword to destroy James. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. He proceeded further to kill Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, when Herod caught Peter, the Bible says he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending that after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Look at verse 5. Peter therefore was kept in prison. Peter was what? Kept in prison. Peter was kept in prison. The blessing God has apportioned to us, many of us. There are battles in the heavenlies, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, waging and holding the angel of your blessing and saying they will not proceed further like they did to Daniel in the book of Daniel. He said, but Peter was kept in the prison. The enemy may have caged your destiny where it is. And you have been desiring for things to begin to move as God designed for you. But your Peter is kept in prison. He's kept in prison. James was kept in prison and James died in prison. So many people's destiny has been in prison and died in prison. They did not fulfill destiny. Go to the mortuary and go to the cemetery. You see countless destinies that were never fulfilled. And Peter, a whole Peter, the number one man that Jesus apportioned to control his disciples. When I mean to lead them, he said, Peter, lovest thou me, feed my flock. But the same Peter was what? Kept in prison. Principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, they have no respect of persons. Whether it is a general overseer, general superintendent, general, if prayer does not go on, that destiny will be kept in prison. Look at verse 5 again. But Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But what happened? Prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto who? God. Prayer was made seldomly. Prayer was made partially. Prayer was made when they feel like. Prayer was made when they just gather for prayer meeting alone. Said prayer was made without ceasing. That's why Paul said pray without ceasing. Unto the church for Peter. Of the church for Peter. Contending for the blessings. Do you know if this prayer was not made, Herod would have beheaded Peter. Peter wouldn't have fulfilled the mission Jesus told him to. These are spiritual principles. Prayer was made for Peter. How many of you saw where prayer was made for James here? No. The church learned their lesson when James died. They said before Peter will die, okay, let us pray. If the church had gathered to pray for James, the way they pray for Peter, Abba, James would not have died. If we took the horn of the altar of our prayer seriously, many things would not have died. So many things would not have died. This issue we are talking about is not a respecter of persons. No general overseer today can say it's more anointed than Peter. Are you hearing me? Peter walked with Jesus throughout his walk on earth, side by side, both spiritually, physically, he walked with him. But Peter was held in the prison. If the enemy has held your destiny bound, you know that it is not a strange thing. But there is a way out. Somebody say there is a way out. The way out is about prayer must be made without season. Contending for the blessings. Blessed. Worthy to be honored. Exalted is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he has finished the works. Jesus said on the cross of Calvary, it is finished. Everything to settle your destiny is finished. It has already been completed at Calvary. Nothing else. Nothing else. I was speaking to a lady yesterday. She told me about the false prophet they used to meet. And the false prophet told them to come and take spiritual bath. And after that bath, they carried their clothes through inside the river. The thing flowed. That's how the prophet said their problem has flowed. But after that bath, their life did not remain the same. It went worse. Some of them, they will tell you to use salt, mix with this. The Bible said it is finished. All those ones is traditions of men with charismatic witchcraft. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Your name is mentioned there as long as you are in Christ. Your blessing has been settled in the heavenlies. But what you need to do, you need to bring it into actualization. Through the lever of the cross of Christ, you need to contend. Your destiny. John chapter 1 verse 12. He said, and as many as received him, to them he gave the power to contend for their destiny, to become the sons of God. As many as believed in him, as many as are here that believe in the name of Jesus, he has given you the power to contend, the power to become a son in the kingdom. You have the power resident in you. He has given you power to become. To become. Somebody say to become. Look at John chapter 1 verse 12. We are coming back to Acts chapter 12. But let's see something in John chapter 1 verse 12. John chapter 1 verse 12. Contending for the blessing. Contending for the blessing. For as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. The Lord is saying to me as I'm standing here that he has given you the power to become what he has designed you to be. You have the power to become it. If you can effect that power, nothing will stop you from becoming what God says you will be. And what God has written of everybody here cannot be ordinary. He said, I know the thoughts I have for you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. The destiny designated for everybody here is not ordinary. But it happens that over 90% of people don't fulfill destiny. He said he has given me the power to become, to become what he has written of you. But are you using the power? Ask your neighbor. Neighbor, are you using the power? Or are you rubbing powder? Okay. For you to use the power is that you are serious. For you to be rubbing powder is that you are playing. Power is in your hand. You prefer powder to power. You are playing with the grace God has given to you. Issues in your life. Instead of you to go on your knees, be traveling in prayer ceaselessly, without ceasing. You are going about, hey, my own don't finish you. This and that. That's the person that is not using power but rubbing powder. Just fooling himself. Fooling herself. When Peter was held in prison, the church did not begin to write letters to government authorities, to Rome. They did not start looking for senate prefects of Caesar that will come and intervene for Peter. Perhaps they may release him. The Bible said, and prayers were made for Peter. Even in your family, what they are going through, the prayers can be made without ceasing. God is not a man that he can lie. He cannot change. Has he said a thing that will not come to pass? Has he spoken that will not make it good? He has given everyone power to become what he has written of you to become. Somebody say, I will become. Place your right hand on your chest. Say, I will become what God says I will be. Say, I will become what God says I will be. For the last time, say, I will become what God says I will be. Yes. As many as received into them, he has given power to become. Power to become. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. He said, behold. He said, what? I have given you power. I have given you, I have delegated power to you, legal authority, to tread upon snakes, scorpions, and upon all the powers of the enemy, including witchcraft, occultism, and all that. He said that nothing shall by any means hurt you if you are in the place of prayer. Archbishop Benson is the host of blessed memory that challenged witches when they wanted to have their international conference in Nigeria. He said very clearly that after challenging them, he said they will not have that meeting. Yes, they did not have that meeting. But if you check, he will not make that statement and continue to sleep. Hey. When they come in the night, they will shoot arrow. There is no way in to operate. He has given you power to perform. The same man that challenged them, if he loses grip without concentration, those people in that. Many generals have fallen like that. Jesus said, Simon, Simon, Satan has decided to sift you as a wheat, but I have prayed for you. And when you are converted, strengthen your brethren. The devil had already condescended Peter. Condescended you. Satan does not respect persons. He does not respect anointing. What he respects is, are you doing what God said you should be doing? Peter was praying, they were praying ceaselessly for Peter, the church. That is showing your destiny, that you have prayed so much. I know you have prayed, but have you prayed without ceasing? If you pray without ceasing, instead, they that make mention of the name of the Lord, keep no silence, give him no response until he establishes Jerusalem and makes her a praise upon the Lord. So you should not stop praying until the answer comes. That is it. Let's look at that Acts chapter 12. Verse 5. For Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. So if you're kept in prison in anything in your life, don't see it too strange. It has happened to generals. It happened to General Peter. So happening to you is not a new thing. But prayer was made. But you need to pray without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Now look at this. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, that day Herod would have killed him. You see, if you delay in this place we are talking about, something in you can die. Very serious. This matter we are talking about, if you delay, something can die. The same night Herod was to bring him forth, Peter was sleeping between two chains. He did not know that people were having vigil for him every day. Bound with two chains. They binded him with two chains. I know the enemy has binded your destiny or whatever. Maybe your finances, the enemy binded it. Your salvation, the enemy binded it. He said, with two chains. And the keepers before the door kept the prison. Maybe there are strong men waging your destiny, saying you will not go in, you will not go out, nothing will happen. Look at verse 7. And behold, somebody say behold. When the Bible says behold, it means look. Look carefully, see with your eyes. The angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. Because of prayer was made. The prayer fetched the angel that liberated Peter. Are you seeing the protocols? Hello? Somebody say amen. It is the prayer of the saints, the church, that fetched the angel that liberated Peter. The angel hit the hand, removed the chains and the legs. It fell off from his hands. Said, arise up quickly. His chains fell off from his hands when the angel spoke. Verse 8. And the angel said unto him, guard yourself and bind on thy sandals. Put your sandals on. So he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. Verse 9. And he went out and followed him. And wished not. Peter did not know that it was true, which was done by the angel. And wished not that it was true, which had been done by the angel, but thought it was a vision. The angel was liberating Peter physically. Peter thought it was dreaming. He said, when the Lord shall turn again the captivity of Zion, shall be like them that dream. If you can send supplications into the heavens, the liberation that will come for you to be like a dream. To be like a dream. I'm a witness of what I'm talking about. Physically, chain fell off. The angel was moving him. He was moving physically in flesh and blood, but he thought he was dreaming. The same night, they would have executed him. I see you grumbling, I see you complaining, murmuring, and yet you are not praying. You will die. You will die. God of my papa will not save you. God of my Jew will not save you. That's why we know it is prayer that will fetch the angel that will bring your liberation. The church did not pray during the time of John the Baptist. But let's say the church has not been born and John the Baptist died anyhow. They cut his head. They're using his head to play Papangolo for Herod and Herod's daughter, the daughter of Herodias. They were using it for birthday party, the head of the prophet. John was complaining before they cut his head. He said to Jesus, "Are you he that is to come, or we should wait for another?" The next thing was his head that was on the tree. Is the Lord saying something to you? You are complaining that God is not coming through. You have begun to murmur, as though God is not powerful. It is your head that will be on the tree. That's the strategy of the enemy. Murmur and I cut your head. That's just what he's waiting for. For you to curse God and die. Somebody say amen. The enemy is waiting for you to curse God so that you have legal rights to finish up your matter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed you with all spiritual blessings. All. Somebody say all. Nothing is wanting. Nothing is wanting. He has blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Did we see Christ Jesus in that text? What did it end with? In Christ Jesus. Are you seeing where the blessing is located? The blessing is located inside Christ. So you need to enter inside Christ for you to find it. You're not getting it. The original destiny God has written of you is in Christ. If you are not inside Him, you will not locate it. It's when you are inside Him, you have the power to bring it down. The original question is even, are you in Christ? That's the question. Are you in Christ? Somebody ask yourself, say, am I in Christ? And yes, you now, you know the answer to that question. It's not that it is a rhyme, but if you're not in Christ, your destiny will end in Christ. The fact that the person is not in Christ and makes money does not mean the life is not in crisis. Because the spiritual man of that person, the day the person dies, it will crash. It's an airline that will crash. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed me, you, all of us, with all spiritual blessings, and it is located in heavenly places in Christ. You cannot access it without being in Christ. If you're not in Christ, anything you are doing now is not God's divine destiny for you. You need to be in Christ for you to be activated to be God's original plan. Because God's original plan is to liberate every man through Jesus. He said, "Look unto me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." He said, "As long as I live, said the Lord, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus, Yeshua Mashiach, is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. None can come to the Father except by Him." Contending for the blessings. You will walk in the blessings of Abraham. If you walk in the blessings of the new covenant, contend for it. The power has been given. The power is not the issue. The thing is for you to contend. Somebody say, "I will contend for my destiny." Say, "I will contend for my destiny." All you need in life, all you need in destiny, all you need in your spirituality is settled in Christ in God. Herod killed James and nearly killed Peter until the church prayed. Until you pray, something may die. But when you pray, everything will come alive. Especially the prayer of faith. Because the prayer or prayer without ceasing that brought Peter out. James was the beloved. James was among the inner circles. The three disciples that the Lord, even in the day of transfiguration, James was there. James saw Elijah. He saw Moses. He saw the glow. He saw Jesus transfigured into lightning as Jesus prayed. James saw all these things. But James was wasted. James was killed early. I believe very well that the death of James, if the church had prayed for him, James would have done more exploits in the Bible. Hello? Hello? James would have done more exploits. But he died before his time. Because prayer was not made. So the blessings you are asking for, the blessings I see you desiring, it has already been settled. Jesus said it is finished. But you need to do something. Somebody said, I will do something. That is, cultivate a life of ceaseless prayer. Cultivate. And the most effectual prayer is when you are praying with the promise of God. When you are praying as it is written in the scrolls of eternity, as it is written in the word of God. When you're praying in line with the word of God, by the revelation of the word, that is effectual fervent prayer. This season, the Lord will put in us the garment of prayer. In the name of Jesus. If we will not pray, we will become a prey in the hand of spiritual predators. There are spiritual predators moving about, looking for whom to devour. The devil walketh about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He said, go unto you, inhabitants of the earth, for Satan is come upon you with great anger, knowing that he has but a short time. Satan wants to finish everything in your destiny. He may not be the one directly attacking you, but he may use his proxy spirit, those demons, and they'll begin to fight many things. But if you will not fight back, I tell you the truth, you'll be wasted. But you will not be wasted in Jesus' name. Your destiny will not be wasted in Jesus' name. You will recover all the enemy has stolen from you in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Contend you for the blessings. That scripture, Ephesians 1 verse 3, is the totality of the New Testament. That God and Father of our Lord Jesus has blessed us with all and every spiritual blessing. What is the spiritual gift you need, or whatever, or grace? It has been already apportioned to you, but you need to activate it through prayer. As many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. I see you coming up with the mantle of authority in Jesus' name. Rise up on your feet. Begin to say, Lord, empower me to contend for the blessings. Empower me to contend for the blessings. Empower me to contend for the blessings. Ele bondo hosta kalabados. Le breke toto roto masuta yada. Shekete kele kato. Lekete kete. Le kusha kalabados. Empower me to contend for the blessings. Empower me to contend for the blessings. Empower me to contend for the blessings. Baye kete, baye kete. Maye, maye, maye kete sulabaya. Baye kete suntalabaya. Shata kaya rabos. Maye kete, maye kete. Maye kete, maye kete. Lekre kete, kete, kete. Shelega, dega, lega, 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 dega, dega, lega, dega. I need your spirit to overcome. Lord Jesus, that answer prayers. I need your spirit to overcome. Lord Jesus Christ, that answer prayers. I need your spirit to overcome. Ha. Lord Jesus, that answer prayers. I need your spirit to overcome. Lord Jesus Christ, that answer prayers. Is this song your prayer? I need your spirit to overcome. Hey! Lord Jesus, that answer prayers. I need your spirit to overcome. Lord Jesus Christ, that answer prayers. I need your spirit to overcome. Lord Jesus, that answer prayers. I need your spirit to overcome. Lord Jesus Christ, that answer prayers. I need your spirit to overcome. Lord Jesus, that answer prayers. I need your spirit to overcome. Lord Jesus Christ, that answer prayers. I need your spirit to overcome. Lord Jesus, that answer prayers. I need your spirit to overcome. Lord Jesus, that answer prayers. Oh yes, he answer prayers. Oh yes, he answer prayers. The God I serve answer prayers. Only Jesus answer. Oh yes, he answer prayers. Oh yes, he answer prayers. Oh yes, he answer prayers. The God we serve answer prayers. Only Jesus answer. Oh yes, he answer prayers. 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 The God answer prayers. Holy Jesus answer. Oh yes, he answer prayers. Oh yes, he answer prayers. Oh yes, he answer prayers. The God answer prayers. Holy Jesus answer prayers. Listen. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. If you know you've not received Jesus in your life, I give you the opportunity just where you are. Say, Jesus, come into my life. Jesus, come into my life. It's an opportunity for you to identify with Christ. If you don't identify with Christ, there is a guarantee your life will end in crisis, both in time and in eternity. Without Jesus, you have no life. Wherever you are, ask Jesus to come into your life and to make you a new man in Him. Open your mouth and make that prayer. Say, Jesus, wash me with your blood. Wash me with your blood. Wash me with your blood. Cancel my name from the book of death. And write my name in the book of life. Say, Jesus, I make a decision to follow you. Jesus, I make a decision to follow you. All the days of my life, all the days of my life, I vow to follow you. Help me to follow you. Father, as many as have made this prayer, seal their salvation in the name of Jesus. Help their work with you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Finally, the prayer point you are going to pray. You are going to ask God to send His fire in your spirit. His fire in your inner man. Many of us are still too cold. He said, because you are cold, I will spill you out of my mouth. I will vomit you. Say, Jesus, set me on fire. Tired la bouche. Jesus, set me on fire. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Lord Jesus, set me on fire. Set me on fire. On fire for you. Laka tamandolohos. Laka tamantalamahos. Laka yamantelemahos. Salahide hesaha. Laka tamantelemakatalamahos. Elema yoshikaya barua. Erokoto baragadishata. Lebreketo sotole mayados. Lebreketo setele mayados. Lebrekete setele mayados. Set me on fire for you. Set me on fire. Set me on fire, set me on fire, set me on fire. Shatali, 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 shatabayalo. Lebegedegelegedegelegedegelegede. Set me on fire, O God. Hey, ayaya mayandelelele bosha. Lekete mandolo gofosti kayama. Hey, shangadele saya. Aye, 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 kasale ya. Aye, so kaka yesa, kaka yesa, daye, aye, aye, sa. Ila kabosa ya dani, ila kados na ya, na ya, na ya, 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 Ominous, ominous, dominus, spiritus, santo, saya, sayari, eshakateka, leketeke, set me on fire, set me on fire, sayala, elekateka, yabodota, set me on fire, set me on fire,
set me on fire. Somebody say, Lord, set my heart on fire for you. Shakal. Set us on fire.
God, through his servant, Apostle Christian Woke, has just delivered to you the message of repentance and divine fullness. Now you are blessed and empowered to lead a victorious life by the power of the risen Christ. Amen. Please share your testimonies with us through email at christianwokeministries@gmail.com or write us on WhatsApp with +234 7032 46 9360.
For further inquiries, counseling, partnership, or prayers, call Apostle Christian with his direct line on +234 7032 46 9360 or +234 8080 620037. You can come hear the man of God live at God's Army Global Ministries, Kubwa, Abuja, Nigeria. Service days are Sunday 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Family True Worship Service, and Thursday 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Life in the Spirit Expository Bible Teaching Service. Come to God's Army Global. Hear the fullness of God awaits you.